Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
The UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has this morning called for an end to sick note culture. Speaking earlier, he said the government is considering moving responsibility for assessing fitness to work away from GPs to specialist work and health professionals in England. Let's hear some of what he had to say.
So look, we want to explore different models. There's a range of different options you can do, but we want to figure out, well, what's a system that's efficient, that's got the right number, you know, the right expertise and skills of people to make these objective assessments and do it in a way that is fair, that is also focused on figuring out what people can do, not what they can't, so that we change the culture around this whole process. But I think there's a very strong argument for changing our current system because it's not delivering on the aims that it originally set out to deliver. And, you know, as I said, if you believe, like me, work is a good thing, we've got to have a system and a culture that recognises that and encourages it. And the current FitNote system, unfortunately, is not delivering that for any of us.
Right, well, there's been huge pushback already this morning from disability groups and from GPs groups. And we'll talk about all of that in a moment with Henry Riley, who's a reporter with LBC News London. Good morning, Henry.
Good morning, Claire.
So this issue of sick note culture, Rishi Sunak says it's a big one, is it?
Well, the government certainly thinks so, and certainly think it's potentially a vote winner. Important to note the context here, that we are just 2 weeks away from local elections in the UK. There are various offices being elected, London mayor and up and down the country, local councils. And this could be seen by some as looking ahead to that. The polls don't look particularly good for the Conservatives as things stand, and so trying to sort of claw back some of that support ahead of what are really crucial elections. It does also hint towards a general election as well, because Mr. Sunak was saying this will not happen in this Parliament, i.e. it will only be if the Conservatives crucially win a general election, which again we don't have the date for, but we know it is at some point this year likely to be. In terms of what the issue is, as Rishi Sunak sees it, well, really, he just wants to get people back to work. He says currently in the UK at the moment, people are worse off because they're not in work. He said if you move from benefits to employment, you're likely to be, his figure, £7,000 a year better off. He says that there are too many people who have these so-called sick notes, fit for work notes, which at the moment GPs give out, as you heard in the clip there from Mr. Sunak, and he wants to take that strain off GPs, this is his argument, and give it to professionals instead. Currently, there's 2.8 million people in the UK that are out of work. Last year in England alone, there were 11 million fit notices issued. 94% of those people signed not fit to work. Rishi Sunak saying the current situation is simply unsustainable. And I think really to note the cost, he said it costs £69 billion is what the UK government spends on benefits for people of working age with a disability or health condition. He said in some of those cases, you cannot work, but in cases where you can, he wants to move you away from benefits to work. And there's going to be a penalty with your benefits if you don't.
Pretty insulting, though, for the GPs, you know, to be told we're going to take this away from you and give it to specialist work and health professionals. I mean, what are GPs?
Yeah, I mean, GPs are on the whole pretty against this. Certainly, if you listen to Camilla Hawthorne, who represents a sort of trade body, she's from the Royal College of GPs. And actually, I mean, important to say, Claire, questioned whether this was the case at all. This idea that GPs are handing out sick notes willy-nilly is just not true, as she put it. She said that actually there is a normal consultation that takes place, and that actually it's not as simple as you popping in and getting a note from your GP. You have to provide advice. There is a standard practice for getting a fit note. Important to say, the government making this point, that there are GPs who do feel, on top of everything else they have to contend with at the moment, not least the huge waiting lists of over 7 million we've got in the UK at the moment, that they could probably do without this. And if there is a scope for having that workload reduced, they would welcome it. However, as you say, there's certainly a degree of people feeling not just insulted, but also that the Prime Minister's having a bit of a go at them, whereby they're in a position where they know the patients well, they know if a patient is fit to work and not to work. And this idea that they're sort of in hoc with people who require benefits and that they're somehow trying to game the system is one that has certainly received a lot of pushback.
Yeah, I just see in the last few minutes with the British Medical Association pushing back against this, and also the disability support organisation Scope saying that they have had calls pouring in this morning from people who are really worried about this and what sort of position it's going to leave them in. And both organisations have said to Rishi Sunak, if you really want to do something about this, then address the reasons why people can't get treatment when they're unwell. And that's a very obvious criticism of this policy, isn't it? That he's coming at it from the wrong side.
Absolutely. And you referenced Scope there. Interesting to note, a very punchy quote from them saying it was a full-on assault on disabled people. So clearly their feelings about it very clear, and they want to make that particularly known to the government and the Prime Minister. And that's certainly the criticism, not just from those leading organisations and from those trade bodies that represent GPs and disability charities. There is a sense that this is an easy target for the government, and that, I mean, Conservative governments over the years, Claire, under David Cameron, Theresa May, all the various, I won't list them because we haven't got all day, but all the Conservative Prime Ministers we've had have made some sort of pledge to clamp down on benefits and to clamp down on disability payments. It's certainly something that is nothing new. And as you say, this idea that there are 11 million people requiring fit notes last year, opposition parties argue that rather than taking those fit notes away, improve the health service, improve mental health provision, thereby you will see fewer people who are on sick notes, requiring sick notes, and then you'll have more people eventually getting back to work.
And who's going to pay for this, like for the visit to this specialist work and health professional? Because your NHS GP visit is free. So did he mention that there might be a cost for the employee or even for the employer?
Well, as far as I can work out, we haven't quite got the details of that. I may have missed it, but I don't think we have, because I know, as you note, at the moment with your GP, it's obviously free. With this particular, I think the argument from the government is that it actually is going to be a sort of a cost saving, because the amount of money, as Rishi Sunak sees it, the £69 billion that would be saved in benefits would fund itself. But in terms of the actual breakdown of numbers, we're not entirely sure, because these specialists, work specialists, are not going to be particularly cheap. You can bet your bottom dollar. And so in terms of moving that away from GPs, I think that's certainly some of the questions the Prime Minister and indeed Cabinet Minister over the next few days will be asked.
Really interesting as well that he was asked whether the sick note culture is a generational thing, because central to this whole discussion is mental health. What did he have to say about that?
Well, I think he puts it largely down to the pandemic, really. And this is clearly something that has irritated Rishi Sunak a lot. Of course, important to note, he took a leading role in the pandemic. He was the Chancellor that introduced the furlough programme and probably responsible for getting the highest number of people off work in a century. But of course, that was, as he argues, required at the time. In terms of the meat on the bone, in terms of how that moves on, I mean, the Prime Minister saying that the pandemic's created this culture, really. He does say that young people in particular have, I suppose, as he sees it, are working age people, are inactive because of long-term sickness. What's interesting, Claire, is Mel Stride, who's the Work and Pension Secretary, got in some trouble a few weeks ago because he said that young people have a sort of, there's a mental health culture, as he put it, which I think was slightly clumsy wording. And he was saying that the normal ups and downs of human life, again, his words, are being laid at the door of mental health. And he thinks actually that is slightly shying away from the issue, and that there is this culture now where things are attributed to mental health, and that the young generation are certainly at fault really for that. And so the Prime Minister saying that that's only got worse since the pandemic. We noted some of the opposition earlier, that's certainly not the universal view that there is this sort of mental health culture, and reiterating those claims earlier that services, if they were better funded, perhaps that mental health culture would be slightly ameliorated.
Well, let's take a quick look at what the opposition said. The Liberal Democrats leader Ed Davey saying that this is a desperate speech from a Prime Minister mired in sleaze and scandal. And did Rishi Sunak have anything to say about Mark Menzies today? We discussed that situation this morning, these accusations that he used campaign funds to pay his personal medical bills. He was surely asked about that today.
Yes, and I mean, they obviously asked about that and the situation with regards Iran as well. On the Mark Menzies story, the Prime Minister has got a pretty easy response in that there is an ongoing investigation, and not just the Conservative Party, is confidential, the investigation that's going on there. But that they, I mean, he argued that they withdrew the whip pretty quickly as he saw it, and that they acted in a prompt manner. The argument, though, Claire, of course, is that, and I'm sure this is referenced in your earlier discussion, they knew about this in January, the yeah. Conservative Party. And so there's some pressure on the chief whip, Simon Hart, to sort of come clean as to what he knew and when. But Rishi Sunak, as was the case with William Ragg, that I know we discussed a few weeks ago, another Conservative MP who had the whip removed, he's pretty loath to get into these individual cases. He doesn't want to discuss individual MPs because it adds into this narrative from the opposition, from Labour, the Lib Dems, that there is sleaze at the heart of the Conservative Party, sleaze involved with the government. So he was very much of the view that there is a process going on. We have to wait and see what that process finds, but wasn't really drawn on these speculative reports that the Conservative Party have known for some time. And of course, we know the Labour Party have referred it to the police as well.
Henry, thank you so much. That's Henry Riley there from LBC News in London. And it might be interesting to look at what the reaction might be if there was an effort made here to tackle any so-called sick note culture. Rishi Sunak taking a great risk there, as you heard from the reaction from the various interested groups this morning in London. Coming up next, though, on the programme, there's a promise of summer in the air, better weather, perhaps over the weekend. So we're going to find out about Ireland's best caves to explore.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.